With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House Budget Committee advances a budget resolution after a marathon meeting Thursday, clearing the first hurdle in the GOP conference's effort to pass President Trump's legislative agenda. Details from Bernie Bennett.
The panel approved the budget resolution in a party-line 21-16 vote, sending it to the full chamber for consideration. It remains unclear when Speaker Mike Johnson plans to bring the measure to the floor. Johnson and Republican leadership issued the following statement: "This is the start of the process, and we remain laser-focused on ultimately sending a bill to President Trump's desk, which, among other things, secures the border, keeps taxes low for families and job creators, restores American energy dominance, and makes government work better for all Americans." The House is out of session next week and is set to return to Washington on February 24th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Google's caught between two presidents.
Google applied Gulf of America to its maps for U.S. users to comply with President Trump's decision to rename the Gulf of Mexico. Now Mexico's president is threatening to sue the company to have the name restored to what was the name long internationally recognized. Google may not remain the only target of Mexico's displeasure. This week, Apple made the decision to apply Gulf of America to its maps in keeping with the Trump order, now officially recognized by the U.S. Geographic Names Information System. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, flash flood watches in effect in Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Carol Smith says if you are in the area, you need to be careful driving.
Anytime there's rain like this, you just want to be careful driving around. You know, take it slow. Visibility is going to be bad. There could be water ponding on the roads, the rocks, the mud on the canyon roads. So just, you know, take it easy on the road.
Los Angeles area still recovering from deadly wildfires. This is SRN News. The border czar answers the Pope.
Tom Holman runs the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he is not pleased with sharp criticism of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens lodged by Pope Francis. Speaking to reporters this week, Holman asked of the Pope, quote, "He's got walls around the Vatican, does he not? But we can't have one. In fact, Vatican City has massive 40-foot high walls that are 1,200 years old. Ironically, they were first built to keep out Muslims." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sydney, Australia's Bankstown Hospital examining its patient records after a nurse claimed in a viral video to have killed Israelis. Officials say there's no evidence of actual harm. There have been a surge in anti-Semitic activity in Australia over the past 3 months. Several synagogues and other Jewish installations have been attacked in Sydney and Melbourne, where 85% of the country's Jewish population lives. This is SRN News. Another Senate Democrat will not run in next year's midterms.
U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota says she won't seek re-election, dealing a blow to her fellow Democrats' hopes of retaking the Senate in 2026. Smith made the announcement on a video posted to social media. The 66-year-old says she wants to spend more time with her family. After 20 years of work in the public sector, Smith says that she'll use the 2 years left in her term working to represent Minnesota's interests without having to worry about running for re-election.
Correspondent John Scott. Honda and Nissan are calling off their plans to partner up. Both automakers announced Thursday that their proposed multi-billion dollar merger is not happening, pointing to ongoing discussions regarding business structure. Instead, Honda and Nissan say that they will still work together regarding intelligence and electrified vehicles. More details at srnnews.com.